What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a Critical Care Pharmacy Podcast. This is episode 374. In this episode, I'll discuss a review article about musculoskeletal toxicities in patients receiving concomitant statin and daptomycin therapy, and answer the drug information question, is there any benefit to de-escalating ceftriaxone to cefazolin? I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode374. The article for this episode is titled Musculoskeletal Toxicities in Patients Receiving Concomitant Statin and Daptomycin Therapy. The lead author is Kazuhiko Kaido, and this was published in the American Journal of Health System Pharmacy, February 2019. This article is a narrative review of the safety of concomitant therapy with daptomycin and statins. The authors identified 5 retrospective cohort studies that look at CPK elevation in patients receiving daptomycin monotherapy versus daptomycin and statin therapy. 4 of the 5 studies also looked at myalgia or myopathy incidence between groups. Daptomycin and statins each have different mechanisms for causing myopathy. This explains the concern that the use of the two medications together could possibly have a synergistic effect on the development of musculoskeletal toxicities. And the current prescribing information recommendations regarding daptomycin and statin use states the following. In patients who received daptomycin, CPK levels should be monitored weekly and more frequently in patients who receive recent prior or concomitant therapy with a statin or in whom elevations in CPK occur during treatment with daptomycin. Experience with the co-administration of statins and daptomycin in patients is limited. Therefore, consideration should be given to suspending use of statins temporarily in patients receiving daptomycin. There has been a significant amount of new information published since the development of these recommendations in the prescribing information. Now, in the 5 studies identified in this review article, study 1 included 500 patients receiving daptomycin alone, daptomycin plus statin, and daptomycin with recent statin use that was placed on hold. And there was no difference between groups of CPK levels or myalgia. Study 2 included 220 patients receiving daptomycin alone or daptomycin plus statin, and there was no significant difference in CPK elevation between groups. Study 3 included 233 patients receiving daptomycin alone or daptomycin plus statin. Again, there was no significant difference in CPK elevation between groups. Study 4 included over 4,000 patients, with more than 900 receiving both daptomycin and statin therapy together. Patients with an elevated CPK at initiation of daptomycin were excluded from the study. The authors found the incidence of CPK elevation was actually significantly higher in the daptomycin monotherapy group at 4.4% compared to the concurrent statin cohort at just 2.9%. And the 5th study included 100 patients receiving daptomycin alone or daptomycin plus statin. The authors found that numerically more patients on the daptomycin monotherapy had grade 2 CPK elevations. However, this was not statistically significant. Now, the data represented in these retrospective studies is not perfect. Some studies had patients using daptomycin for only 7 days, while others had much higher median durations of daptomycin use. And there's also the potential that withholding a statin in a patient with cardiovascular disease could lead to higher rates of adverse cardiovascular outcomes. Now, the authors of this review propose a method of dealing with daptomycin and statin use that differs from the prescribing information, and it's supported by the evidence that they reference. The authors state, published cohort studies do not demonstrate a statistically significant difference in the rate of CPK elevation or musculoskeletal toxicities between patients receiving daptomycin monotherapy and daptomycin plus a statin. Patients receiving statins who start daptomycin therapy should continue statin, but with weekly monitoring of CPK levels. Continuation of statins is especially important in high-risk patients receiving statins for secondary prevention for atherosclerotic cardiovascular diseases. If myalgia develops, it's reasonable to evaluate evaluate the degree of CPK elevation and reassess the need for statin use during daptomycin treatment. The drug information question for this episode is there any benefit in de-escalating ceftriaxone to cefazolin? My answer to this question is maybe. There's not any direct evidence to suggest a benefit to cefazolin over ceftriaxone. However, there's an article I have linked in the show notes that suggests that the cephalosporins are not equal to each other in terms of C. diff infection risk, and that cefazolin has a lower C. diff infection risk than ceftriaxone. Cefazolin is primarily renally excreted, and agents that are primarily renally excreted result in relatively low levels of intestinal exposure and only minor disruption of intestinal microbiota, especially anaerobes. On the other hand, ceftriaxone is excreted in the bile and has at least an order of magnitude higher concentration in the bile than cefazolin. This, in theory, could result in less disruption of the gut flora and therefore less C. diff. To get access to my free download area with 19 resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.